Merging the Ketchikan Gateway Borough with the city of Ketchikan is anything but a new idea.
I have lived through 6 different votes on consolidation.
That's Borough Assembly candidate Judith McQuarrie speaking during a KRBD call-in forum on Tuesday.
I still am a proponent of consolidation. I think that it's just crazy to have 2 full governments in a community of 14,000 people.
She said combining the 2 could save money by combining administrative functions. But McQuarrie said the ground-level departments don't overlap much. Many of Alaska's largest cities like Anchorage, Juneau, and Sitka have combined their city and borough governments. Fairbanks, however, does still have separate city and borough governments. The question came from a KRBD listener who argued that separate governments mean that borough residents outside the city of Ketchikan can't vote for city council, which decides issues that affect the primary commercial center of the community. Jeremy Bynum is another candidate seeking 1 of 3 seats on Ketchikan's borough assembly.
You know, it's a good question. And it's not just businesses that don't have the ability to have an interaction with decisions. We have ratepayers that have electricity and telecom that don't have a say in what happens in with those resources that they have available to them. So it's not just that.
That's because the municipal electric and telecommunications provider is owned by the city of Ketchikan and governed by, again, the Ketchikan City Council. But Bynum said he's undecided on the question of consolidation. He pointed out there could be downsides for borough residents. Property taxes are higher for city residents, partially to pay down city debt. Incumbent Borough Assembly member A.J. Pierce made a similar argument.
The scale is tipped pretty heavily, where the city has a whole lot of debt due to, you know, bonding and such, compared to where, well, the borough's got about $11 million in reserves. We got about $10 million in the general fund. We are doing pretty well to maintain a tight budget as we can.
Pierce said she remains open to the idea. Fellow candidate Sheen Davis said she supported the idea in theory, but she said she wouldn't actively work towards uniting the city and borough.
Quick answer is no, I will not work toward the combined government. Most of the people I talk to are not for consolidation.
But she argued that residents outside city limits who own businesses that are subject to city sales and property taxes should have a voice in city policymaking. Davis said she'd work towards making that happen. Trevor Shaw is also seeking a seat on Ketchikan's borough assembly. He remarked that 5 of the 6 votes on consolidation happened before he was born in 1995. He said it was a question worth exploring. He said his experience as a member of the Ketchikan Emergency Operations Center showed how smoothly a united local government could run. But
there are some differences in the way government is structured that I think is really important to protect, such as the local education fund at the borough level and ensuring that we have a formula-funded, sustainable method to fund local education is incredibly important to me. And so those are questions that have to be answered.
Shaw cited the local education fund as an achievement from his tenure as Ketchikan's youngest ever school board president. Shaw later resigned from the board as he faced a recall effort in 2018. The 6th candidate for borough assembly, Matthew Merrill, didn't participate in the forum. He wrote in an email late on Tuesday that his work schedule prevented him from attending. The top 3 vote-getters in the 6th candidate field will get a seat on the assembly. Election day in Ketchikan is October 6th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.